US, Japan, India, and the Philippines challenge Beijing with naval drills. The US on Wednesday finished a week-long sail through the South China Sea with India, Japan, and the Philippines, a region fraught with tension amid disputed territorial claims, according to a Navy statement Thursday. The guided missile destroyer USS William P. Lawrence joined the Indian Navy destroyer INS Kolkata and tanker NIS Shakti. Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force helicopter carried JS Izumo and destroyer JS Morisim, and Philippine Navy patrol ship BRP Andres Bonifacio in international waters May 2 to 8. The six vessels gathered to train together and promote maritime cooperation throughout a free and open Indo-Pacific, the Navy said in a statement. The ships practiced formation exercises, communication drills, passenger transfers, and held a leadership exchange aboard JS Izumo during the exercise, according to the statement. The region is important to trade and rich in natural resources. Five nations, China, Malaysia, the Philippines, Vietnam, and Taiwan, have overlapping claims to almost 70 reefs and islands in the South China Sea, according to the Center of Strategic and International Studies, Asian Maritime Transparency Initiative. The exercise follows a U.S. request in December that its Pacific allies boost their military presence in the South China Sea. China continues to claim and militarize the reefs and islands in the region. Contrary to its 2016 decision by the United States Tribunal, China has created 3,200 new acres of land in the sea's sparsely islands since 2013, building artificial land masses for military outposts, according to the center. Last year, China placed anti-ship cruise missiles and long-range surface-to-air missiles to outposts in their sparsely islands. According to the report on China's military power established last week by U.S. Defense Department. In response to the report, China Foreign Ministry spokesman Zheng Shuang said at a press briefing on Monday that China pursues peaceful development and a defense policy that is defensive in nature, according to a transcript. Randy Sherriver, Assistant U.S. Secretary of Defense for Asian and Pacific Affairs, in an interview with the Australian newspaper in December, proposed bringing more pressure on the Chinese by having other partners and allies joining in these activities in the South China Sea. If not freedom of navigation operations, just joint patrols presence of operation, he added, according to the Australian. Freedom of navigation operations challenge territorial claims and are often conducted by sending ships within 12 nautical miles of a disputed landmass. Days before the four-nation exercise began, the USS William P. Lawrence sailed the Taiwan Strait with the guided missile destroyer USS Stedman April 28, Erking, China. William P. Lawrence, commanding officer, Commander Andrew Clogg, said working with Pacific allies strengthens international partnership. Professional engagements with our allies, partners, and friends in the region are opportunities to build upon our existing strong relationships as well as learn from each other, Clogg said in the Navy statement. GMSDF Rear Admiral Hiroshi Egawa, commander of Escort Flotilla 1, said the four-country exercise builds mutual understanding and trust and enhanced peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region, according to the Navy statement. The ability to do various exercises among four different navies smoothly demonstrated professionalism and high operational skills, Egawa said in the statement.